Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Monday, November 30th, 2020. I'm your host, Robert. Hope you all had a very nice weekend. Sorry to get this episode up so late. Had a little issues today with the website, and we're having some really bad rain here today. Rain and wind all day, so we had some electrical issues going on and everything, so better late than never. On my last podcast, I said the next couple of weeks are going to be an absolute roller coaster in terms of the news that comes out and how the media is going to try to manipulate you to feel beaten and negate any good news at all that's out there. And, you know, then we'd get some good news and we'd feel up again and, you know, it just up and down with the emotions. And what I tried to say is expect it. Expect the manipulation. Expect things to look grim one moment. And the next minute, pretty good, you know, and it's meant to try to drive you insane, to play with your emotions, because what they want to do is make you think that there's hope and then take it away and then think that there's hope and then take it away. Mostly, though, the mainstream media is just trying to drive that point home that your country is about to change, that Trump has no chance, Biden is in. The Great Reset is coming, COVID lockdowns are coming, and the world is now in control of the Democrats. Don't believe it. Now, a good example of this roller coaster nonsense happened, I think the day after my podcast. So I think this would have been, it was yesterday, maybe 2 days after. Happened in Georgia. The 100% corrupt rhino Secretary of State Raffensperger, we've been talking about him a lot. He's preparing to try to hand over the last two Senate seats to the Democrats, okay? That's his goal. Don't be in doubt about that at all, that this is absolutely his agenda. He has completely ignored all of the evidence of fraud in Georgia, completely. He's gone ahead with the certification. He said that there was no fraud in Georgia, nothing to see here. And now he was pushing forward to enact the exact same election rules for the Senate races in January that led to all the fraud in the general election. Dominion machines, same deal with the poll watchers, putting out containers, you know, to put votes in. Literally just a replay of the presidential election. But what did he need to do before that? He needed to reset all the Dominion machines to get rid of all the evidence of the fraud that was committed there, especially down in Atlanta. So we all saw that judge step in and he ordered a 10-day freeze on moving and tampering with, erasing, etc., all the Dominion machines, right? And we were all like, whew, okay, finally a win in Georgia. You know, we got some good news. Now, my question was, if we have an election this important, right? We know from the beginning that we have all the, you know, they've been talking about Dominion and Smartmatic and these machines for like ever since the day after the election. We have all this evidence of fraud. We have every reason in the world not to trust Dominion, not to trust the Democrats. We have no reason to even trust our own party in Georgia. So why weren't these machines ordered locked down right after the vote, right? We're almost a full month past the election. We're a couple days away from being a month after the election, if you can believe it. And just now, someone is saying, hey, don't touch those machines. All right, this is nuts. So this judge comes out. His name is Timothy Batten. And yesterday morning, he orders a freeze on all the Dominion machines, right? We're all cheering, yay, you know, great. Because this, you know, we know that the steel is in, especially in Georgia. Now, nobody in the entire Republican Party in Georgia is acting like Republicans. They're all never Trumpers. And I'm not talking about the voters. I'm talking about the elected Republicans. Never Trumpers, all rhinos, all in bed with the deep state so far, right? They're not even trying to help us. Few hours later, this judge comes back and he reverses his decision and says that the machines can be wiped, right? And then later that night, he comes back and he says this. Defendants are ordered to maintain the status quo and are temporarily enjoined from wiping or resetting any voting machines in the state of Georgia until further order of the court. And there was more. This is exactly the kind of thing that I said was going to be going on, all right? Roller coaster of emotions. You want more from Georgia? And Georgians, you should be storming the state house by now, okay? Storming the state house. There should be as many patriots in front of the Georgia government than there were at the MAGA rally in D.C. In fact, this is more important. There's another MAGA rally planned, I think, like December 12th, a couple of days before the Electoral College vote. That's fine. But where we need it is in Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin. More on that later. So this is fresh news out of Georgia, all right, in case you think the shenanigans are over with. I'll take this from Gateway Pundit. Last night, Cassandra Fairbanks reported that the recount in Georgia's Fulton County was delayed due to the Dominion voting system's mobile server crashing on Sunday evening. Imagine that. Officials in the county, which includes Atlanta, said that the server was newly purchased. Technicians from Dominion have been dispatched to resolve the issue. Oh, I'm sure about that. Fulton County officials said in a statement obtained by local station WXIA-TV, the Georgia Secretary of State's office has also been alerted to the issue and is aware of efforts to resolve the problem. Oh, I'm sure Raffensperger has been made aware of the issues to resolve his problem, actually. The latest incident involving Dominion will certainly not help the bad image that the controversial company has earned. On Monday night, Rep. Barry Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia, told Newsmax, not only did the server crash, but it was wiped clean by a Fulton County employee. This is Rep. Loudermilk. A judge, as you reported, basically impounded certain voting machines to make sure they don't wipe the data. Then we find out Fulton County effectively wiped its data because an IT technician, which appears to be a county employee, used the wrong server for the recount after Dominion told him not to use that server. Does anybody believe this? And just in case there was a problem, they backed up the data, but they backed it up on the same server that crashed. Ah, man, what are the odds of that? Now we're looking at, do we even have the data on the Fulton County servers? We don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say, no, you probably don't. Now, does anyone believe that story? Or was it, they get the order to not wipe the servers by the judge, right? They panic. They challenge it legally on an actual factual basis, okay? As much as I don't want to say it, they did challenge it on a fact that this would compromise the intellectual property of the company and that the jurisdiction, this is the key part, actually does lie with the county. Now, that's as it was worded, as it was brought to the judge, that's actually true. So it wasn't really worded right by the Republicans initially. So this gave them time after the judge rescinded the order when it was legally challenged. This gave them time to wipe the server on purpose. I really don't think it was an accident. But here's some good news too, though, okay? Yes, that server was wiped, but the judge's second order was pretty airtight legally, and forensic analysis will be, they're going to be able to tell, you know, if the server was wiped, when, probably who did it. And if so, like they claim, okay, they were required to maintain the data. They didn't. That's a violation of law, and it's going to question the results of the whole election further in Georgia. Also, this is big too. The judge has ordered that the details of the contract between Dominion and the state of Georgia, now that's going to be Kemp and Raffensperger, has to be revealed. This is brilliant stuff. This is going to bring to light some of the corruption. So yes, it's a pain that the server was wiped. It's not what we want to hear about. And I'm sorry, but this kind of thing doesn't happen by accident. Not when this kind of thing is going on. There's nothing that they can hide anymore. Everything that they do is going to be out in the open, and it's going to be painfully obvious, right? Covering your tracks at this point, not going to work. But the sad thing is, it's our own party betraying Trump and the Republican Party. And by Republican Party, I mean you, the voter. Our Republican Party is betraying us. And it's worse than that. You know, they're not just betraying us. They're betraying the entire country. This is not some local election. This isn't for mayor of Atlanta, okay? This is national. This is national consequences. They're betraying the entire country. They're trying to doom it to nothing but tyrannous Democrat rule for a century, okay? Trying to rip down the very foundation of this country. The benchmark of our freedom was our belief that one person has one vote, and the vote of the lowliest, poorest man with no influence on anybody else, who can't influence anybody, has as much influence in an election as somebody living in a 100-room mansion. The powerful are equal to the otherwise voiceless people on election day. But thanks to the Democrat Party on a whole and more than a handful of corrupt and complicit Republicans, here we are. Here we are questioning whose vote matters, whose doesn't. Have any of our votes mattered in the last 20 years? Has it all just been manipulation? Has it all just been a show? Are there people pulling the strings and changing the votes? And do we even have a say in who runs our country anymore? Now, I'm guessing that Kemp and Raffensperger have a lot, I mean a lot, to do with the fraud in Georgia personally. They're in it up to their elbows. And they either do everything in their power to get rid of Trump and just end his chances of getting in, or they might wind up in the dragnet, right? And could face criminal charges themselves. So don't expect any help from Georgia Republicans. Now, we do control the state legislature in Georgia, right? We saw what the hearings in PA did for us, and we'll talk about the hearings in Arizona today in a bit. But the Georgia state legislature laying low. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Republicans run the show in Georgia too. All of those states I mentioned are all under Republican control. So is Georgia. Let that sink in. We have all of this evidence of massive voter fraud in Georgia, right? Like we're at a banana republic level of fraud right now. It's sick. Republicans control the state legislature. The Secretary of State is Republican and the governor. And they're rushing to certify that Biden is the winner and ignore all the lawless voter fraud that happened in their state. They have all the power to right the wrongs of this election, and so far they won't do it. Imagine how hard the Democrats must be laughing at us, right? We've got the state legislature, the governor, and the Secretary of State, and we're handing a fraudulent election over to the Democrat Party in Georgia. Can you imagine? Think about this. Can you imagine if the Democrats had the state legislature, the governorship, and the Secretary of State? Do you think that they'd be turning anything over to us if we had stolen the election? Oh my God, they'd be fighting us tooth and nail. They already would have come out publicly and said, there's no way that you're getting our Electoral College votes. But what do? No, we just surrender. This is even when we have a clear and easy path to victory. We're so inept as a party and so corrupt that we hand it over to the thieves that we pretend to fight. And I say pretend because now I'm sure a lot of you are getting text messages and emails from Georgia Republicans, right? Begging us for help to keep the Senate. Oh, we need money for this. We need money for that. We're going to lose the Senate. It's a tight race. They're pulling ahead. Yet Raffensperger is setting it up for the mail-in voter fraud and Dominion fraud again. I mean, seriously? And this is actually insulting. I'm telling you, these people will respond to only one thing, and that's a show of numbers. I've been saying since November 4th, call the state legislatures, write them. This is what Republicans need to do en masse. Forget about a MAGA rally in D.C. Yes, that's great. Go to it. If I could go to it, I would. Right? I'd be there too, holding up my sign, screaming and everything else. If you live in one of these states, if you live in Georgia, if you live in Wisconsin, if you live in Michigan, get in front of that steakhouse. This is where you need to organize a rally. Look, it doesn't matter if Trump and the Patriots are going to drop the info on the Frankfurt server and save the day in the Supreme Court, or Giuliani and Powell are able to turn this whole thing around in the courts. We can't concern ourselves with things that we can't control. We can only do the things that we can control. We can only do what's in our power. We have to do what we can do to help. We have the power to put massive amounts of pressure on the state legislatures, on the governors. I've written and called every single swing state Republican legislature numerous times. I've written. My show is small, okay? I wish I was like Rush Limbaugh or Hannity and I had millions and millions of followers, because I'd be telling them, get out there and do something. Can you imagine if millions of Republicans called the Georgia state legislature? Imagine more if they wrote letters, like actual letters, like 5 or 10 million envelopes showed up at the office. Like that movie, the Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street. Remember the ending of that when the mailman came in with the sacks of mail from Santa Claus, they dumped it on the judge's desk. That's the kind of thing that we need. But we need like those mailmen to be bringing in sacks for like 24 hours straight. We need millions of letters. You think that they're going to be able to ignore that if the phone is just ringing off the hook, if their email is flooded, if they open up the email in the morning and it says that there's 2 million emails? They can't ignore that kind of thing, right? It's only through pressure and fear of the public response and fear for their political careers that they're going to do anything, right? The Georgia Republican state legislature can decide tomorrow not to certify and select their own electors, and those electors would give the Electoral College votes to Trump. And if they did that, they would only be doing what the public in Georgia actually overwhelmingly voted for. We know that Georgia was stolen. We know that Wisconsin was stolen. We know that Michigan was stolen. We know that PA was stolen. PA was stolen big. We know that Arizona was stolen. Probably Nevada. All these places voted overwhelmingly for Trump, okay? So any of our state legislatures that come in and act and stop the certification and give the Electoral College votes to Trump, they're only doing what their voters wanted them to do. Michigan, Wisconsin, right? All these states, exactly the same. We've got the legislatures there. Michigan, all right? They said that they're going to hear some evidence, but they can't seem to find the time to schedule a public hearing with Giuliani, right? Like in Arizona or Pennsylvania. You want to know why? Because they know that most of Pennsylvania and Arizona were glued to the hearings, and they don't want their citizens to see that. They don't want, Michigan doesn't want you to, their citizens to know how bad the fraud was. They don't want Giuliani on TV sitting there showing all the evidence of fraud in Michigan. Same with Wisconsin. Right? Head in the sand, corrupt career politicians. They just want to get Biden in so that they can be rewarded by the Democrats elites. Right? This is the swamp. This is still the swamp. A lot of it has been drained, but the swamp is a lot deeper than Trump ever thought. Now, we saw in Pennsylvania, when the Republican legislature got to see the evidence presented by, you know, Rudy and everybody else, the testimony of the experts, the affidavits, they sided with us. There's no way to see the evidence and then just ignore it. This is why Georgia is trying so hard not to have it actually out in the open. They have no plausible deniability if the evidence comes out, right? They are complicit in the steal. At least in Pennsylvania, the Republicans acted like Republicans and also had the interest of their voters in mind and the survival of the Republic. So, how about Arizona today? Let's talk about that. Did it go well? Well, we had the news just a while ago that already an Arizona state rep is calling for withholding the Electoral College votes from Biden, again from the Gateway Pundit. Arizona State Representative Mark Finchem, District 11, on Monday issued a call to withhold the state's Electoral College votes for Joe Biden because he believes there is enough significant evidence of fraud to invalidate the state's votes. Now, you remember Finchem, not sure which one. He's the one on Friday, I believe it was, who said that he guaranteed that come Monday, the election was going to change once Arizonians and specifically, obviously, the Republican state legislature got to see all of the evidence from Giuliani. Now, we're going to get into some of the evidence presented today soon, but here's the funny thing. Well, it's not really funny. It's unreal. In the middle of the hearings, okay, as millions of Americans are tuned in, watching this overwhelming evidence of massive fraud in Arizona, the Arizona Secretary of State, who compared Trump supporters to neo-Nazis, so she's not biased whatsoever, right? Calling us Nazis. Her name is Katie Hobbs. She certified Arizona's election results for Biden right in the middle of the hearing. That's pretty ballsy. Now, that fact was mentioned a few times today by Giuliani when he was questioning his witnesses, as to why that they would take that step, given all the evidence. And of course, all the witnesses were like, oh, I would never do it. Now, to make matters even more embarrassing for our party, and I think the Republican Party is about as embarrassed it can be already, just, you know, looking at Georgia. I mean, Brian Kemp, that's enough embarrassment. But Arizona added to it today. This is really bad. The governor of Arizona also certified the results. Issue is, he's a Republican, Doug Ducey. He had previously promised he wasn't going to certify until all the litigation in the state was complete. He said he was going to hear all the evidence, wait till all the lawsuits were over, and only then would he certify. So why the rush to do it today? During the hearings? Why did you do that, Ducey? Now, you think it can't be reversed? Not only that, these two idiots come out and they said that the voter turnout now was 79.9%. Let's call it 80%. Highest in the country. That's a ridiculous amount. On November 16th, these same two idiots in Arizona posted that the voter turnout was 65.9%. Let's call it 66. So how did you go from 66 to 80 in a turnout? Why did it change, right? What happened to change that number so much higher? I'd guess 65.9 is much closer to the real number, and then the higher number is when you factor in all the fraud. Now, the Trump campaign's senior legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, responded to the certification, and here's what she said. The certification of Arizona's false results is unethical and knowingly participating in the corruption that has disenfranchised Arizona voters, Jenna Ellis said. But this in no way impacts the state legislature's ability to take back the proper selection of delegates. Now, that's key also. Now, two things I see in here. Obviously, she's talking about Arizona, the legislature has the power to select their own electors, give the Electoral College votes to Trump. And it looks like that's what they're moving to do. The other thing that I see here is that word knowingly, okay? Knowingly participating. This is a warning to all of these corrupt Republicans out there and to these Democrats who know that this is fraud. They've participated in the fraud. And she's saying if you knowingly participate, it's basically illegal. I think it's a legal warning to people out there. If this is what you're doing, we're going to find out and you're going to be legally responsible. Now, despite the governor of Arizona doing his best, let's call it impersonation of Brian Kemp, we do have a lot of positives to take away from the Arizona hearings, a lot of them actually. You know, let me just, on a sidetrack here, now that I mentioned Kemp, I just want to say one thing. Do you remember me saying in past episodes that all we have to do to know for sure that Chief Justice Roberts is compromised and has something to hide is to look at his portrait? You can see the fear in his eyes, right? That whole uncomfortable gaze of his in his official portrait. If you look at his left eye specifically, it is filled with fear. It looks like he's hiding a kid under his robe while they're snapping the picture, right? Now go look at Brian Kemp's official photo too. I saw this on the internet the last couple of days. I looked at his face and I was just like, oh geez, here we go again. It's another one. It's almost a carbon copy of Roberts. You can laugh at this, but I do this visual stuff for a living and I can tell you it's easy for me to spot fear in people's faces, okay? To spot people who are hiding something. Check out Kemp's portrait, see if you agree with me. All right, back to Arizona. I am pretty proud of the Republican legislature there, despite that feckless little governor. They were serious about the situation. You can tell that they wanted to hear the evidence. They wanted to look for solutions. They wanted hard evidence, and they were concerned, right? They were concerned not just for this election, right? This goes beyond Trump. We saw evidence today and in Pennsylvania before that this has been going on for maybe 20 years. I mean, election fraud has been going on much longer than that. A lot of voter fraud, everything. Okay. But using these computer systems, I mean, over the last 20 years, this seems to be the way that they've been doing it. It's not just this election and this Trump, victory that got stolen. Our entire republic is at stake. Our right to vote, our faith in the American system, in an equal voice, in our Constitution, in our elected leaders, everything is at stake. The Democrat Party is more than happy to tear it all down and rebuild America after a Soviet Union model. But these legislators are genuinely concerned in Arizona, and that was good to see. And I think Rudy sensed it, and he had this to say to him. This is in one of his opening remarks. I'm going to ask you to fight. Your political career is worth losing if you can save the right to vote in America. At times in our history, certain men and women have stepped forward and lost their political career to give us the rights that we have. Now, he's absolutely correct. Freedom isn't free. Reagan was absolutely correct when he said we're never more than one generation away from losing our freedom. America exists only so long as the people who live here respect its founding, respect our Constitution, our traditions, our values, our history. Once that's gone, America is gone. Why do you think the Democrat Party has this cradle-to-grave mentality? You know, why do they want to be so involved in a small child's life? That's the role of the parents. That's the family that should be doing that. Why do they go after the schools first when they were trying to take over society? Because Americanism, your pride, your patriotism, your love of our country and our history and your freedom, that was so ingrained in all of you, in your spirit, in the your way of life, that they had to remold the citizenship if they were ever going to, you know, fully take control. They had to get to people as young as possible and start to brainwash them as much as they could. So they took over the school system. They did it with pop culture, with cell phones, social media, trying to teach kids to be anti-American. They had to teach kids early on to reject patriotism and American pride. They stopped teaching actual history. And what did they replace it with? A bunch of liberal theoretical nonsense, trying to make America out to be the criminals of the world. They promote socialism and stripping away of individual rights, right? No kid today even knows what the Constitution is, much less what it says. They don't know who fought in World War II. They don't know anything about our history. Now, today, when they survey young people, you have an astounding number of kids who embrace the idea of socialism, even though they have no idea what it actually means, right? They have no clue what the real-world ramifications are of socialism. They learn socialism from a textbook and some from little, you know, dumpy communist professor of theirs, but they never hear about what actual socialism and communism has done to the world and how many people have been killed or starved to death. It's a slow preparation for their new world order and this great reset that they want to do to keep their power. I've said a million times, this election is not normal. They wouldn't do any of this if so much wasn't on the line for them. Everything is on the line. I've said it before, all the money and the power in the world is on the line in this election. This is why it's so insane. This is the greatest crime in American history. This has more perpetrators actors, let's call them actors, involved in this crime than anything ever before. They're risking it all because they have everything to lose. Trump wins, they start going to jail. Trump wins, the COVID pandemic is over. Trump wins, the global reset and the central bank stranglehold on the world is over. This is why they're risking it all. This is why the entire Trump presidency has been nothing but chaos. This is why COVID hit our shores and why even to this day, Democrat governors are trying to destroy their own states, destroying their own economies. Why? Because you can only rebuild something if it's already destroyed, right? If America is doing great, they'll never be able to usher in socialism and communism. This great reset isn't going to happen if we're doing well. And if Donald Trump is in office, we're going to be doing well. So they have to bring in Biden, collapse everything. That's why this whole COVID nonsense is coming back. That's why the lockdowns are coming back. The final nail in the coffin on small business. What do you think runs the economy? It's small business. Why am I not allowed to go into a small business store, but I'm allowed to go to Walmart? Right? Because destroying Walmart isn't going to destroy the country. Destroying all the small businesses will. And that's the goal of the Democrat Party right now. This is why we have to fight. I hate to say this, but one day, at some point in the future, America as we know it today won't be America anymore. Right? That's just history. It could be 100 years from now. It could be 500 years from now. It could be 2,000 years from now. It could be next year, if Biden is sworn in and the deep state goes unchecked. But at some point in history, America will cease being what it is, okay? Rome is still Rome. Rome is still there in Italy, okay? But it's not the Roman Empire. Ancient Greece is gone, but Greece is still there. It's not the same. History is always changing. Empires come and go. America is always going to be here. The question is going to be, what form does it take? For now, that's still in our hands to decide, okay? I trust Trump. I trust he knows what he's doing. I trust General Flynn. I trust the hints that they keep dropping about what's coming. I trust Giuliani and Powell to do their best. These things, the greater fight, we have to have faith and leave it up to them, okay? In the meantime, let's every one of us do what we can do. Call and write those legislatures, call and write those governors, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia. Like I said, we should be launching massive protests in their states. It works. And people should be talking about and spreading around all of this information on the hearings and the fraud and the evidence, because there's a lot of people out there that just aren't seeing it. Because the media, you know, that they watch, they're burying it all, 100%. That's what we can do. All right, patriotic rant over. Let's go, what are our notes here? Let's go back to Arizona, right? And then we'll wrap it up. We'll get this out there. What time is it now? It's like 9 o'clock. I still got to edit this. This is going to be a late one. Back to Arizona. Now, Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, and I know I got that wrong. I know that Indian people are laughing at me. He presented a very powerful data that it really proved that the Biden victory in Arizona was a sham. Okay, he's got 4 degrees from MIT, and he's the one who's been publishing statistical anomalies all over the country. Dr. Shiva presented his data at the Arizona hearing and showing that the only way that Biden could have statistically caught up to President Trump, listen to this, was if Democrat votes came in at 130% for Biden and minus 30% for Trump. Okay, that's not possible. And this is data. This is hard, factual evidence. Where did those votes come from? How do you have 130% for Biden and minus 30% for Trump? How does that happen? This is what the feckless Republican leadership of Georgia doesn't want brought to their state. But it's coming there, like it or not. This is what Wisconsin doesn't want shown. Another fantastic witness today was retired Army Colonel Phil Waldron. Now, he's an expert on automated voting machines, and he explained how simple it is to change votes using the Dominion machines. And he explained the history of these companies, how they're all derivatives. They all go back to this basic Smartmatic system. All right, so they're all derivatives of the Smartmatic software. I'm going to take this from Gateway Pundit again. During his testimony on Monday, Colonel Waldron confirmed experts witnessed Dominion communicating with Frankfurt on election day. He also brought up Sitel connections. Now, to me, this is huge because various people keep bringing up the Frankfurt server where apparently our special forces seized the master server from a CIA site. Now, would that really surprise anybody to find out that the CIA was still in on trying to get rid of Trump? Now, this guy mentions it, a retired patriotic colonel. General Flynn remarks about it. Powell has mentioned it several times, okay? Several people on the Trump team keep bringing this up. They're not going to bring up a fantasy or wishful thinking, okay? It sounds more to me like we have the server, we have everything that's on there, and that this is going to come into play very, very soon. They just keep dripping it out. The server, Frankfurt, Sitel, I think these people are in real trouble. Remember Trump's executive order in 2018 regarding foreign actors interfering in our election? If these machines were connected to Germany, if they have the server and all the data and how it was switched, it's really game over at this point. They're just exposing the rest of the fraud for people to see. If they have the server, they have what they need to flip this election. I don't personally believe that Trump issued this executive order in 2018 right after the midterms for no reason. I think he got a full brief on the fraud right after that election, and they knew full well that the Democrat strategy for 2020 was going to be this. Do you really think, knowing what we know now, knowing that, you know, seeing what we've seen with these machines, the evidence that we've seen about the voter fraud and these Dominion machines and how they can just flip votes, do you still think, are you convinced that we really lost the House in 2018? Could it be possible Trump knew all along what happened and issued that order to set them up, right? Remember, Trump has been telling us exactly what's going to happen all this time with the machines, with the ballots, with the mail-in fraud. He's been saying it since the summer. They knew the Democrat playbook. And that makes me think that they were well prepared for all this and they've got all the evidence that they need. Do not expect help from lower courts. Do not expect help from Rhino Republicans and the media or anyone else. Justice Roberts is going to vote against us, okay? The media is against us. Ignore their crap. You're being conditioned. You're being brainwashed. Turn off Fox News. All they want is for you to just give up and accept the New World Order. Reject all of that. We need to leave the big fight to Trump, his patriots, the legal teams, and trust that they're going to win. At the same time, even if we fully expect victory, we need to do our part as if we're losing and every little bit counts. Look at it this way. Say that we were back in World War II. You're part of a small little band of American soldiers in Germany, right? And your general, your commanding officer says, it's our job to take over this little town up here. At the same time, there's a massive force about to start a battle like 200 miles away. And if they win, it's going to change the entire tide of the war. It's going to wipe out the German supplies, the supply train, and that's going to change the war. All right. Do you just sit there and say, they've got this. The real battle is over there. We don't really matter. Or do you do your job? Do you do your duty, even if it's maybe, smaller and less important? You take the town is what you do. Everything counts. Everyone's efforts matter. So forget what the media is telling you. Don't feel helpless. Don't feel distraught, right? Watch the evidence unfold. And in the meantime, get on the phones and the emails to the legislatures of Michigan and Wisconsin and Georgia and turn yourselves into the biggest pains in the ass that they've ever seen. All right, what time is it? Nah. All right, that's it for tonight. I'll probably be back either tomorrow or Wednesday. Let's see how this all unfolds over the next day or so. I know there's going to be a lot of commentary on Arizona the next day or so to pick apart. So if you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the subscribe button and tell everybody, family, friends, neighbors about it, anybody that you think might like it. And have yourselves a good night, and I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.